Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, September 23rd for AgDaily.com. The grains opened up a little bit mixed here to start the week. We've got corn up a penny and three quarters, beans up 11 and a half cents, wheat down a penny and three quarters, but Minneapolis is strong, up 12 cents. The rains and cold weather up in the northern tier in Montana and North Dakota certainly has people questioning how much spring wheat they're going to actually be able to get out of the ground and in what condition and what protein levels. So the Minneapolis wheat's been pretty strong here the last couple of days. Beans opened up a better part of 13, 14 higher, made a new high, backed off, couldn't trade over $9. But the early talk was that the Chinese made a comment that they didn't cancel the farm tours because of the trade deal talks. They canceled it for some other reason, logistics or something. It was unclear. But then there's the rumor floating around that China bought 1.2 to 1.5 million metric tons of beans out of the Pacific Northwest. So that, did they buy them overnight and it's already in the market? Nobody knows. But that's the talk. That's kept the beans firm here today. Export inspections were decent on the beans, 922, a little bit light. Corn was terrible, 234, and the wheat was pretty light at 476, so not much help there. Crop ratings tonight, they're looking for a decrease in ratings of 1 percentage point in the beans, steady to 1 lower in the corn. This weather that we've been having here the last 3 weeks in September has really been beneficial for the crops. It's helped finish off some corn and beans that need some extra time and a little bit of heat, and they've certainly had that. But I think when it's all said and done, and we know the yield's going to be down, but I still don't think the government has accounted for the acres that we've lost out here, and I think the production numbers are going to be significantly lower than what people are thinking. But we've got till, you know, another 2.5-3 weeks before we get the October report. Between now and then, we'll get a little bit of harvest pressure. Things are starting to move ahead. And I think that we can see just a little bit of harvest pressure. But when you look at the basis out here being so strong on the corn in so much of the country, you wonder, with so much corn apparently still in the bin from last year and the corn that's coming in, why are the commercials bidding up so much for this corn? So, do they know something we don't know? Do they feel that the corn's not out there or farmers aren't going to sell it? I don't know, but it's been pretty strong out here. So I think that what I've been thinking, if you're selling any grain off the combine, I'd re-own it with call options. And hopefully we can see some higher prices out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.